Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Cynthia Kaiser Murphy, the general manager of the Palms Casino Resort, on the success of the first Las Vegas property owned by a Native American tribe. Before the pandemic, Station Casino sunk almost $500 million into renovating the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas. Following the pandemic, the Palms did not reopen immediately, and then Station sold the property to the San Manuel Tribe of California. Tribe quickly hired Las Vegas veteran Cynthia Kaiser Murphy to be general manager and used its California database from its Yamava casino to attract players to Las Vegas and vice versa. The result has been one of the most successful standalone casinos in the city, along with the company and employees who are dedicated to its success and its role in the community. Kaiser Murphy spoke with me at a suite in the Palms in January. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Cynthia Kaiser Murphy, the general manager of the Palms in Las Vegas. Cindy, thanks for joining us today. It's great to see you again. It's been a while.
You too, Roger. It's really a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We were here right before you opened, and you were very confident in your ability to get this property opened and running, and you fulfilled that. I mean, this is really a wonderful property, and of course, you know, the shape of the property when it came in was second to none, because it had just recently been renovated. So what was the most difficult part of getting it up and running when you first opened?
I believe that time was very, very much a challenge. We were extremely blessed, as we talked about, that over 50% of the Palms employees returned and became our team members.
And they had worked here for almost a year, right?
That was what was extraordinary and a very positive surprise for our team, was that they chose to come back. And really, as we look at it now, they were coming home.
Yeah.
Palms has a very, very special place in people's hearts in the community, and some of them are now our team members. We've continued to maintain an impressive number of day one team members. And time was really, really the biggest challenge, and even more now as I look back on it. Getting the people back was very, very important. Partly, not just for staffing, but they already knew the property.
Right.
So we had a huge learning curve and a short amount of time to learn.
Sure.
And then I would say technology. All of us in the industry know how important having excellent technology in place and having it running perfectly is. And when you open in 4 months, running perfectly may not be the exact definition. And on top of that, it takes a lot of time to train and have everybody not only learn sort of the book smart side, but actually experience with the systems. So I think that was probably the hardest, is making sure people were confident in their ability to utilize the systems as we opened.
So how much of an advantage was that this was really a truly a newly renovated property when you came in? I mean, Station Casinos put $500 million into this property and really transformed it, and then they closed. how was it when you came on board to really see that great renovation that they did?
Well, the beauty of this property is a gift to the guests, to our team members, and to the community. It's really, really a beautiful property. Our tribe, our company, is very, very committed to the people, and the first investment the tribe made was to take and elevate the back of the house, the employee entrance, the lockers, the employee dining room, and that was really, really important. So we came in and did that renovation. And, and you know, a property that sits for 2 years, it's like anything you turn off for 2 years, you have to restart it. So that was, there was a little bit there. So we are very, very proud of this property and with the service we're able to provide, because the property is a stage. It's the service, it's the people, it's the humanity, it's the amazing food, it's the great gaming experience. That's what really delivers.
So there have been several properties that have opened in Vegas in the past 4 or 5 years that didn't have a great database when they started it, and your property was similar to that. I mean, you were using some of the database from the San Manuel Casino, the Yamava Casino, but still you didn't have a huge depth of database. How did you get through that where the other properties really haven't figured that out yet?
Well, the key difference with our company, with the Palms in this chapter, is that we are owned by San Manuel,
right,
and the Yamava database is extremely, extremely loyal,
mm-hmm,
and it's been growing for 35 years.
Sure.
So that's the key difference. So what do we do to bring new customers and engage the San Manuel? We call that Club Serrano,
sure,
database.
Right.
And that's really what our team has been working on.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we open our doors doesn't mean the customers immediately
come. Sure,
right. You have to speak to them. You have to reach them. There's a lot of messaging about Las mm-hmm. Vegas out there. So we
sure.
have to find our pathway to reach not only new customers to come in and sign up, but to really activate that Yamava database. We've done that. We've had a few really positive
mm-hmm.
Tools. One
sure.
is putting in a lobster buffet. That's a very familiar
right, yeah.
experience for the Club Serrano
mm-hmm.
guests, and it's been a real hit
yeah.
here in Las Vegas
no,
on Flamingo.
Yeah, for sure. So when we first talked before the property opened, you told me that you know they did some research into the members of these Club Serrano in California, and that they would come to Vegas anyway. So you're giving them a home in Vegas as well. But they also went to other properties. How did you make them you know come and become loyal to the Palms?
Well, people are going to make their own choices.
Right.
And some people have their established relationship in Las
right.
Vegas, and that's great.
Sure.
We want everybody to come to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
All of our
right.
clubs want people to come to Las
right.
Vegas. It's very important to our city and our economy and our state. For us, it's taking advantage of the people that already know San Manuel, and then there's a fair migration from California to Las Vegas.
Right.
So really getting the people moving here who are already familiar mm-hmm. with San Manuel, they may be Club Serrano members, but getting them to come give us a try.
Yeah.
So I think we've done a pretty good job of welcoming them and making a fun environment.
Sure.
You know, one of the amazing assets of the Palms is it's beautiful. The assets are beautiful. One of the challenges as a person is it's a very high calorie experience. Our
sure.
food is great.
Right.
And you win people over with food and mm-hmm. entertainment and a great gaming experience. So we've been able to offer that. And that's really enticing when you can come over and have an excellent meal, sometimes with a beautiful view, and experience the Palms.
Yeah, no question. So one of the things that also you did very well that maybe some of the other properties didn't do well is really get a stable food and beverage operation. You know, most of the restaurants that were here when you opened are still here, unlike some of the other properties. How did you approach that food and beverage? What was your strategy there?
Well, it was important for us to stagger our opening and grow into it.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it was opening certain venues a little bit later or opening maybe 5 days a week and then going to seven, opening one meal period and going to another, that's been our strategy so that we could really get established, get our menus set, get our team trained so we could really be confident as we welcome guests to provide
right.
an excellent food product.
Sure.
We were very focused on bringing back some of the community favorites. Scott J.D. has been really a community favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Ho Wan, amazing
mm-hmm.
dim sum, worldwide and
right.
amazing here in Las Vegas. Mabel's Barbecue and the buffet.
Right.
And knowing that the buffet they're getting to be less and less of them in Las Vegas.
Sure.
So for us,
right.
it's very important to our loyal guests to have that buffet open. Our pizza.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about our pizza and that pizza window is rocking all day long.
Yeah.
And then later, so when we opened, we brought those venues back, some of them on shorter number of days or hours. Then we later opened Vetri, which has an amazing view, and Mark Vetri's outstanding food.
Right.
And then we opened recently La Popular,
mm-hmm.
which is an authentic Mexican restaurant from Mexico City,
okay.
so that's a new venue. We opened the Laguna Pool House to provide food service over at Palms Place. So
mm-hmm.
we've done both. We opened and then expanded, and then we've opened a few new venues along the way, too.
Yeah, okay, great. So the buffet, you mentioned that. I mean, that's as you mentioned, there's fewer buffets in Vegas now, but when they do reopen, they're kind of high-end, just like yours. Is it a loss leader still for you, or it always used to be? That was the definition of a buffet. Is that the case now or not?
No, we don't look at it that way. We work hard to make sure our food costs are in line, and right. we provide the right kind of operating hours. Mm-hmm. We look at it more as an amenity right. for the gaming customer.
Okay.
And by having certain theme days that right. engage the customer to come over, by having bottomless mimosa brunches.
Right.
And one of the surprises is that we have many, many wedding parties and family reunions. They come and take a section of the buffet every day. We have yeah. very large groups. Instead of throwing a small wedding reception, sure. they bring everybody to the buffet. And the food is outstanding.
Yeah.
We do serve a lot of lobsters, and we've become known for lobsters.
Sure. Right.
Interestingly, the brisket is super popular. The dessert bar is
yeah.
unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The fresh gelatos and right. all of the pies, and it's really, really good. And all members of the family
yeah.
can dine. If you're a vegetarian, we've got an excellent vegetarian bar. We have egg stations. So the buffet is really an important amenity, we believe, for the gaming customer, and particularly mm-hmm. for Club Serrano.
Great. So you also reopened the Ghost Bar, which had not been open, or it was opened on a different brand with Station on the property, but that's an iconic brand here in Las Vegas. How's that been performing, and how did the guests respond to that?
It's been very positive. It has, we have an amazing cocktail menu. We have stunning views.
Sure.
We have outstanding staff,
mm-hmm.
and we're very, very proud of Ghost Bar. And also, another place where we have, it's a favorite for small weddings mm-hmm. and for some
yeah.
business venues. Our dean, we had his retirement party
yes.
From UNLV
yeah.
up there, and it was really lovely. So it's a beautiful, beautiful venue, and real friendly, a nice boutique up in the sky.
Right, right. Now, there were always nightclubs here. How do you approach that area? Did you bring them back, and have they been successful so far?
We do not operate a nightclub.
Okay.
The former nightclub space has become one of our most favorite banquet and special event
right.
space. That's the chaos and pool combination. We've had some smaller music formats.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some outstanding parties, including drone shows and many, many different kinds of food stations. We've had a lot of music, comedy, dance
right.
in that venue.
Right.
It's been
right.
really, really successful for us.
And the pool also is a signature of this property. How did that go during the season?
The pool is stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Double-decker private cabanas, with
right.
each with their own pool, an excellent sound system. We have a chef at the pool, and the food at the pool is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, really proud of the pool, and learning how to maximize the resort aspects of it, especially
sure.
during what we're getting ready to open for. Not all days look like today, but
yeah,
we're getting
yeah.
ready to open here in the spring.
Right, right. That's great. So the Pearl is also very signature. I mean, it's there was a recording studio there. I'm not sure that's still there, but it's such an intimate experience. Every seat is great, and you've really brought the entertainment back that the Palms has always been famous for. Who's actually booking that, and how is that doing?
Our vice president of entertainment is Crystal Robinson-Wesley. She's done an outstanding job. Went from about 8 shows the first year
mm-hmm.
to about 50, and we're going to go way north of that this year.
Yeah.
And we've had a wide variety of genres. What we've learned about the Pearl is that it is loved by
mm-hmm.
the community and the patrons who come,
right.
but also by the artists.
Yeah.
There's a very special magic in the acoustics. This year, we're doing a major upgrading on the lighting,
mm-hmm.
which we're quite proud of. It'll be the first major lighting upgrade since the venue opened. So Pearl is just outstanding. And
yeah.
there's an emotional connection
sure.
that people who come to Pearl to see their favorite act have. And
yeah.
like you said, you can be sitting at the top, you can
mm-hmm.
be in the middle, you can be in boxes, you can be down on the floor. It can be, and it also works quite well for sports. We've had boxing
right.
and wrestling in
okay.
there as well.
Mm. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to going back there, especially with the new lighting, for sure.
Please, yes.
It's always been special. So tell us about the demographics of the Palms customer. You know, when the Maloofs opened this property, it had the great reputation for locals, and then the night and the weekends were visitors. What are your demographics now?
We're about 60% local.
Okay.
And clearly the lion's share of the non-local, we're getting more and more of our San Manuel
right.
database here, Club Serrano.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that we give them a good reason, whether it's come down for a concert, come down for, we have many gaming promotions, as well as great food. We also run a really fine gifting program, which is aimed at locals. We have very high quality gifts. We have a gifting partner that we're very, very pleased with, providing high quality continuity gifts every month that are really fun. And people like high quality. People like to get those.
Well, I remember when I was at, when there was a San Manuel Casino, I was there on a Tuesday afternoon and you were gifting and people were carrying these boxes around.
We make it very easy and comfortable.
Yeah.
People can rent to their car. They can just come right up to a slot machine and becomes a signature that people look forward to.
Yeah, no question about that. So explain how you work with the executives at the San Manuel Gaming Authority and the casino there. Peter Arceo does such a great job as the gaming chief there. So how does that work?
Well, we are very, very blessed to have the Shared Values organization. And the most important aspect in the Palms being successful under the tribe's ownership is to really leverage that. So not only do you get the synergies and the economies of scale, the purchasing power, but you also have amazing people.
Right.
People who are deeply talented, who help with all aspects of the Palms. So we have shared services agreements with each of the entities at San Manuel. And then marketing is super, super important to us as we market to the cross-property.
Sure.
So for example, right now, you'll see that the week of the big game, we'll be giving away a Ferrari. That's a cross-property promotion.
Right.
And you can earn the credits at both Yamava and at the Palms, and then we'll have the giveaway. We're doing that with a lot of different promotions. We've launched Cal to Vegas, so your California to Vegas connection. And really having an insider connection to Vegas is what Palms can provide to the California customers.
Sure.
We're extremely proud of that, of our ownership and of that shared values group that's working together. In fact, Peter and myself and our team are hosting a marketing summit next week where we can really leverage getting everybody to work together, because we're only 220 miles apart, but it's important that we get everybody face to face and really work through how to work together, because they're a growing organization. We're a brand new organization. So how do we really make this company deeply competent and stable for the long run?
Right, okay. So I think the most important thing, obviously, and we talked about this when we first started, was the culture that the tribe has and the culture that the Palms had, especially when you bring back more than 50% of the original employees. How did you put those two cultures together?
Well, I think it's one culture, really. Our tribe, our owners, are people first, very, very focused on people, whether it be the team members, the community, the stakeholders. And that's refreshing for a lot of people to work for a company that is all about the people, the humanity, the give back philosophy.
Right.
And, you know, it sounds easy. It takes some work to really build a culture where you engage your management team and your frontline team members and everybody to serve. It's a commitment to servitude, serving others.
Right.
And it's an honor to have that opportunity. And so I think it's one culture, and I think we're building and growing over here on Flamingo and letting the community know who we are.
Right. Well, you certainly have the marketing ability there when you see Golden Knights game and you see along the boards Yamava Casino and the Palms, and you see the stadium. When I was driving in today, I saw the stadium, the number one casino and had Yamava.
Yes.
It's the visibility in the community is really outstanding. Do you think that's really important to really establish yourself here?
I think it's extremely important. You know, every time the Golden Knights score a goal, just keep it coming, please. You get to see the Palms confetti, and you get to hear a little bit more and see a little bit more about our wonderful sister property in Yamava. That's important because people in Las Vegas care deeply about our sports teams and care about seeing that San Manuel gives back. A tremendous philanthropy program and a history of giving in a very humble and thoughtful way. We think that that speaks to who we are. And we think that not only the community sees it, but we think our customers understand it. Our team members certainly are coming to understand it.
For
it's who our company is.
Yeah. Well, even before The tribe bought the palms. They made an incredible contribution to UNLV, and I think that's really important to show that you're committed to the community.
It's very, very much having integrity of what you care about and investing in it.
Right, no question. So how about these big events we've had in Vegas this year? F1 happened in November. Did that have a lot of impact on your property here?
F1 was a tremendous undertaking for the Palms, for our community. We had a very successful F1. It was an interesting prospect to plan for, mm-hmm. not knowing we're not on the track.
Right.
How do we plan? How do we engage and create an experience for mm-hmm. our guests? We had a very large party down overlooking the track, mm-hmm. and we ran a lot of promotions to, you know, welcome our San Manuel guests, mm-hmm. Club Toronto guests over to Las Vegas. We were very, very proud of the team and the shared values in our collective team and how we were able to execute. We learned a lot.
Sure. Yep.
Next year we'll have a few. Yeah. We spent a lot of hours figuring out the route. How do we get our people down to the track? What time are people going to eat?
Yeah.
That was a big question. Are people going to come back and have dinner at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
They do. And are they going to sleep in a little bit more? Yes.
Yeah.
So we learned that. Still learning like what kind of music applies to the F1 customer, what percentage are international. We have a member of our team serving on a citywide committee to publish a report on F1 so that we can all learn and do better.
Yeah.
And then with upcoming big games, Super Bowl, first of all, Super Bowl is great in Vegas anyway.
Sure.
It doesn't matter where it is,
right,
it's
exactly,
great in Vegas. So this is so exciting. We are minutes away and we have a lot of very great partnerships occurring here. We're starting on the Wednesday before Super Bowl with the Soulful Celebration, which is a big music event put on by the NFL in Pearl. Incredibly proud. We're going to have the red carpet here. And then we roll right through the weekend. We have an excellent party in Pearl. And we have the Raiders hosting the lounge here.
Right.
We have Raiders alumni. So it's going to be an extremely busy and exciting week. And Vegas knows how to do Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
And now we have... Vegas has the Super Bowl, so it's going to be super exciting.
So I think hopefully we'll get it back here more than once every 4 or 5 years. You know,
I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So one last question. What has been your most gratifying experience during the past few years of running this property?
I believe it has been unlocking the potential. West Flamingo needs some support, and we've been working with our people internally, as well as the county, and the city, and the state, to improve this neighborhood, to make it, if you think about Atlantic City, think about how the Marina District started, we really have a vision for West Flamingo. So it's been very gratifying. Our tribe invested in this asset all the way up Flamingo. We were very careful and meticulous about putting in the proper landscaping and lighting and creating a clean and safe environment. And there's still more work to do. There's more work to do in all tourism corridors. Mm-hmm. And this one is part of that group. So I have a real vision for us making all of Las Vegas better, but starting right here on our street. We put together the West Flamingo Coalition and working with all of our neighbors and really trying to make the most we can of this neighborhood. And I think the most gratifying has been the people. To flip back to your question, I think it's the people of the Palms, it's the people of our tribe and our company. This has been a tremendous experience for me and a gift to get to do this.
Great. Well, Cindy, thanks for taking the time to join us. It's really been impressive that what you've done here and bringing this property back to its former prominence, and it's great to see you, and we'll stay in touch.
It's a pleasure to see you again, Roger. Thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to talk about the Palms.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed today's GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. and don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.